Hey, I tell you what, you can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it?
Oh, words to live by. Hey, what's up? It's DeHuff. It's another episode of DeHuff Uncensored. I hope you're having a good day. Got a lot to get into, but real quick, if you could, please leave your name and number and the time that you called. Wait, that's something else. I had a flashback to when I was leaving voicemails, like on my answering machine. Don't mind me. I just banged my head. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Also, don't forget today's show is presented to you by the great people over at Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. And of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to their online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker or even unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to betonline.ag right now and get in on all the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here.
Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
Listen, I'm all for having fun. My family's all about, you know, playing little pranks on each other, mostly scaring individuals. I've told you this. I hate being scared. I hate being pranked, but it's kind of funny. It makes my kids laugh. But that being said, it's to the point now when I leave a room, I have to slowly exit the door and look both ways because I know like one of my kids or my wife's just going to be around the corner going, bah! And then I'm like, dah, son of a bitch. But anyway, I've also told you about pranks involving Mark Schlereth, who was just on the show the other day. And he shared the story with me. And I've shared it with you about one time when he was in high school, he stuck cat turds in some freshly baked bread. And then one of his teammates from high school ate it. And it was hilarious, right? Gross, but hilarious. This might actually be worse. This is worse than eating cat turds. It's the worst prank I've ever heard of. On an Australia radio show, Fifi, Fev, and Nick, they had a guest, I'm guessing it's a listener, on, and her name was Cheyenne, and she was talking about a prank she pulled on her brother.
I ate my nan.
How did you eat your nan?
So my nan passed away in August last year and got cremated, and obviously my family and myself were grieving, so went over to Mum's one night and thought to cheer her up a bit. Let's just taste nan.
I've heard of Gravox, but Granox is a different. Did you mix her up? Some water or?
Nah, just saliva and ashes. But that's not the only part of the story. This is the part I've told nobody. My brother got out of jail not too long ago thought it'd be funny to prank him. And I put some of Nan's ashes in the pasta sauce.
Oh, Cheyenne.
Spaghetti a la Nan.
I do. Have you got any left?
Yeah, there's a whole box of her left.
But you're not. Wow. Have you stopped eating it? Huh?
I'll say yes for your sake, Fifi.
So that's Cheyenne. A no. Is this legal?
Oh my God. She's so nonchalant. Like, yeah, I'm eating Nana. She's delicious. There's so much wrong with what she just said. I wanted to cheer up Mom because Nan died, and I figured what better way to do it than letting her eat Nan's ashes. What the fuck? Who thinks that that's a good idea? Why would that roll around in your noggin going, yeah, you know what? That's going to cheer somebody up, eating Nan. And she says she's still doing it. She says, oh, for your sake, I'm going to say no. But we all know what that means. That means, yeah, still eating it. What in the hell is wrong with people? So disgusting. Why? And then her poor brother just got out of jail. He served his time. He made a mistake. He's trying to restart his life. And then you're like, what better way to celebrate a new beginning than letting him eat Nan? Oh, my God. What a bitch. What a bitch. Here's what's funny. So I posted this on Facebook and X and let you guys comment on it. Shane said, quote unquote, it's just a prank, bro. The prank. The prank is you're eating Nan. That's so awful. Wendy wrote, ew, that takes it way too far. Absolutely. Absolutely, that's way too far. I just don't understand why anyone would think that that's a good idea to consume. That's poor. Does that count as cannibalism? The guy kind of said it at the end. He's like, is that even legal? I would like to find out. Is that, that's just, that's iffy. Iffy. Shmee. That's his name. I love that name. I don't know, man. Might not be too bad with a dusting of freshly grated Parmesan. This is quite lovely as you smile and, hey, dude, you got some, you got Nan in your teeth, man. It's all over there. Oh, thanks, bro. Thanks, man. That's so nice of you to let me know something in my teeth. Did you say Nan? Sean says, I bet this was a side effect of the Tide Pod Challenge. You become so screwed up from ingesting highly concentrated soap that you would actually think that being a psychopath is humorous. Yeah, something's not right with that lady. She just thinks it's funny. Ha ha ha! You just ate one of our family members. Gotcha! What the fuck? I liked Nan. Even if I hated her guts, I wouldn't want to be eating her ashes. So absurd. John wrote, well, at least it was Nan fat. Thank you. Tip your waitress. Remember, it's a 2-drink minimum. Oh my God. Could you imagine? You're like, dude, this sauce is a little off. You know what it tastes like?
It was like dog's puke.
Yes. Yes, Lewis Hamilton. It does taste like dog puke. I don't like to use this word very often, but since we're talking about something that happened in Australia, it deserves to be said. That lady that fed her Nan to her brother is a cunt.
C-word alert. C-word alert.
Listen, it's more acceptable since it's in Australia. They throw that word around all the time. Hey, cunt this, cunt that. You're a fucking cunt. Hey, get over here, you cunt. Oh, my goodness. You're such a cunt.
C-word alert. C-word alert.
You're welcome. And hello to all the new listeners out there. It is uncensored. And let's be honest. Okay? How would you describe her? A meanie head? No. It's a horrible thing. She did a horrible, horrible thing. And I'm curious to find out more about this because while it's not flesh, it's been burnt to a crisp. And I know when you get cremated, it's a small percentage of the actual body is left in there in what's put into the urn. But geez, kind of cannibalism. This, is it me or is this urn a little light? Yeah, it's a little light. Why? Because Cheyenne's been fucking eating Nan. Disgusting. What, guys? I have a problem. I'm wondering if, like, she just gets high and just starts, like, you know, grubbing on Nan. Can't be that filling, let's be honest. She's eating ashes. I mean, just, ooh. If you live in Australia, which I have some Australian listeners out there, if you live in Australia and maybe you're dating or you know somebody named Cheyenne whose brother just recently got out of jail, would you still be friends with them? Would you still be dating them? I'm just saying, I'll give you one piece of advice. Don't eat at her house, okay? Don't. You be in control of all the food, because you can't trust that shit. Now, speaking of food, Chipotle has been in, you know, under the microscope by customers and especially social influencers who think their portion sizes are, basically, they're being skimped on the portion sizes by employees. And the new social media nonsense going around about Chipotle is that if you go in there with a camera and start recording them, like with your cell phone or whatever, that they were told by corporate, allegedly, that they should just put extra portions on there so that way they don't have a bad look going on, right? Complete nonsense. That makes no sense. Why would corporate say, hey, could you just throw money away? Here's an idea. Some dickhead comes in there with a camera in your face. Just give them more food. No, that's absolutely absurd. But that's the rumors being spread by social media food critics and social media influencers. Complete nonsense. As somebody that used to run restaurants, whether it was Quiznos, Chipotle, and, you know, I was like a shift manager at Subway. Here's the thing with those. It doesn't make any sense at all. It's zero sense from a business perspective. Yes, portion control has always been an issue at a place like Chipotle because you're using scoops. And it's up to the interpretation of the employee scooping it. They could accidentally under portion or over portion. I'll tell you what, 99% of the time, I'm just pulling that number out of my butt, they're over portioning. You, as the customer, might think that they're under portioning, but what ends up happening, if you actually saw how much it is, it's still a hefty amount. But I've seen people, like when I was a manager and we were going over and working with the employees, hey guys, our numbers are way through the roof. We're over portioning. Let's remember, this is what a proper portion looks like. This is the amount. And customers would be like, that's not enough. Well, if you want more, you can pay for more. It's pretty simple. No, I came in here before and it was this much. It was a lot more than that. Well, they gave you extra food. So congratulations, you got extra food for free. But now we have a problem with that. So it's something that's been going on for a long time. And the way Chipotle's set up, it's set up to have that issue. If they had different scoops that were more compact, almost like a shovel that has only one, almost like a fry box where you scoop it and be like, this is for, you know, the steak or chicken. Pop it on there, and it's like that would control. Instead of they have the open spoon, and it's up to the interpretation of the person working on tortilla. That's the problem. It doesn't make sense from a business perspective for Chipotle to tell all their employees, tell all their managers, if somebody comes in there and it looks like they're recording you guys, go ahead and just give them extra food. It's fine. That's dumb. It makes no fucking sense. Whoever started that was a dipshit food critic on social media or a dipshit social media influencer. It makes zero sense from a business perspective. One store? Maybe. You have one moron in there that's like, oh, I'm just going to give them extra. But if you did that company-wide, the amount of money you would lose is ridiculous. If you saw your employee, you're running a restaurant, and you saw your employee giving into pressure because somebody has a camera in their face, and you're like, I'm just going to give them extra, which there's some video out there where the dude's like going way above of the amount of food, and he's just like piling on this burrito bowl. If you saw your employee doing that, you would either write them up and or fire them. That's what's at hand. If now that being said, it doesn't mean that this wouldn't work if you went in there and you have some moron behind the glass trying to, one, just oblivious to how shit works, and he doesn't pay attention to what his manager is saying or her manager is saying, and they feel the pressure and they're like, well, somebody has a phone, they're doing this thing. I heard on social media that's what corporate wants. Then they're going to get in trouble. They might do it, but it's stupid. It's stupid. Whoever came up with this has never worked in the food industry, I'm guessing. Right? Or maybe they did, but they never advanced very high because it doesn't make any sense financially that Chipotle would come out there and say, hey, if they're pointing a camera at you, add more food. Stupid. Doesn't make sense. But again, doesn't mean it wouldn't work. If you go in there, somebody that is a moron that's working behind the glass might fall for that and go, well, I don't know. I just gave them extra. Well, you can't do that. But again, I remember it was such a problem. You would look at the numbers, be like, dude, we are way over portioning when you're breaking down the numbers on the computer in the back. And you're just like, Jesus, man, our portion control's way out of control, especially on steak and chicken or something like that. We got to go train the employees again. It would be a constant thing. And you'd say, okay, show me. And what would happen is you would get an empty burrito bowl and you'd be like, okay, put what you think is the proper portion in the bowl. And then you would go weigh it and be like, you're off. You're way too much or you're way too little. It needs to be this. Everybody had problems with it. It wasn't necessarily, a few people out there. It was just essentially just everybody had an issue with it. And especially when you're busy, sometimes you're just like, fuck it. And you give them extra or you give them a little bit less. The problem is when you give customers extra, that's what they expect. And then when you actually start controlling the problem, customers think, well, no, last time I came here, I got more. So it's a big problem. And I call bullshit on Chipotle allegedly coming out and saying, hey, you guys, if they have a camera, give them extra. That's bullshit. I love that alarm. I do. Do. But that being said, like, I kind of want to try it just to see if it works. I do. I don't work in the food industry anymore. I mean, seriously, if I'm like holding up the camera and they're going to be like, oh shit. Oh shit. I'll go in there with my DeHuff Uncensored podcast shirt. They'll be like, this is real. This is real. What do I do? Give them extra food. Fuck it, man. So dumb. Imagine any other industry. If you manufacture nuts and bolts, screws, hoses, it doesn't matter what it is. You don't give the customer extra stuff. It's just easier to fuck that up in the food industry, especially the way Chipotle's designed. If Chipotle wanted to figure out or to control it better, they would change their scoop method. Pretty fucking simple. What's the scoop supposed to be officially? Well, it'd be more of like a shovel instead of the open scoop. Seriously, like a fry box with a handle. That way, they're getting the same amount in there. Do I have to do everything for everybody? Come on, Chipotle. Do I need to send an email? I used to know the guy that owned the CEO. I knew him through my brother. My brother was friends with him. Okay? Steve Ells. I think it was Ells. But anyway, it's a simple fix. They're just not doing it. I don't need to go into any further about that. It's actually making me more annoyed. Does this not sound like a scene from a goofy comedy? The Mexican government says the arm of a 19th century mummy came off after mishandling the by the museum staff. We don't need to spend too much time on this story, but it's kind of funny because could you imagine, like, I was reading the article and like it was kind of like a traveling thing, and there's these mummies being, you know, displayed, and the staff was just like, you know, not taking care when they would move them. And eventually, like, one of the arms just like snapped off. And I just imagine like some like panic going over your through your whole body. You're like, oh shit. And then like your buddy sees and they're like, dude, we got to put it back on. And then you're trying to put it back on, but it's not like a Lego. It's not going to pop back in there. So somebody's like, dude, get some glue. All I have is Elmer's glue in my workbox. Why the fuck do you have Elmer's glue in your workbox? I don't know. Arts and crafts, maybe. Fine, let's get it. Let's try it. And then you try to stick it back on with Elmer's glue, which is essentially useless. That's like a movie. That's like a movie scene. A random. Why'd you get fired from the museum? Why? I accidentally snapped off a mummy's arm, and then I tried to glue it back on with Elmer's glue. So dumb. You know what's good and brilliant is Sugar Fire in Westminster. Amazing place to grab some barbecue. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, right next to Snooze. And they're so freaking delicious. You got to follow them on social media because Chef Clint and crew are always posting their daily specials. So go find them at Sugar Fire Westie. And they're always posting their daily entrees and specialty sides. But what's cool is you can have them cater your, whether it's a graduation party, whether it's a birthday, a wedding, or even a meeting at work. That's what you need to do. You need to call up Sugar Fire or swing by and just be like, I need your help. And guess what? They're going to knock it out of the park for you. And what's cool too is I'm like looking at their specialty sides. Oh my God, these are so good. It just makes me want to rush over there and just, I could hammer all their sides and be happy. They got cheese, garlic, mashed potatoes with house-made garlic, herb, cream cheese. Oh my God, it sounds so good. Hash brown casserole, cheesy shredded potatoes with peppers and onions, cherry tomatoes, and a variety of their smoked meat. I've had that. It's jaw-dropping. So freaking good. Let's see. They also have broccoli ranch salad with cheddar, bacon, red onion, and cherry tomatoes. They got Brussels sprouts and sweet chili, which is deep-fried, topped with chili, sweet chili sauce. Oh, my God. That makes you go weak in the knees. They got Greek slaw, which is cabbage, sun-dried tomatoes, olives, artichokes, Peruvian peppers, carrots, and cherry tomatoes in an oregano vinaigrette. It's so good. Here's the thing when you think about Sugar Fire in Westminster, it's chef-driven. They are all about bringing elegance and just so much to your taste buds. When you eat it, it's like, this isn't like some backyard nonsense. This is beautiful. This is the way barbecue's supposed to be. And that's what Sugar Fire in Westminster is. It's so freaking delicious. They got amazing sauces to go along with all their beautiful entrees. And I'll tell you this, go if you get, whether it's smoked brisket, whether it's smoked turkey, smoked wings, they got ribs, they got so many things. They also have amazing burgers, and their burgers are just going to make you weak in the knees. It's so freaking good. My favorite burger ever is over at Sugar Fire in Westminster. Just pick one. It's amazing. Sugar Fire in Westminster, by far my favorite barbecue joint that I've ever been to. Not just in the state of Colorado, ever been to. It's family friendly. It's perfect for date night. And like I said, it's great for catering those graduation parties, weddings, birthdays, or even those big meetings at the office. Go ahead and check out Sugar Fire in Westminster. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, just east of Huron on the south side of 144th, right next to Snooze. Follow them on social media, especially Instagram and Facebook, at Sugar Fire Westie. Go to their website, sugarfiresmokehouse.com. It's Sugar Fire in Westminster, reinventing barbecue every single day. Man, that sounds good. Oh, my God. I'm hungry, and I... No. My tummy. now I need some sugar fire. And you know what else is good for you? Getting your head in the right space. And that's where Jad's Mile High Smoke steps in. It's the only licensed canna bar in the state of Colorado. It works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. It's such a brilliant idea. Every time I talk to people and they're like, oh, Jad's, is that seriously like a bar, but for weed? I'm like, yes, it's awesome. They sell, you can purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate. They also have pre-rolls and edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume it with on site. How cool. They have 7 big screen TVs, so you can watch your favorite sporting event, maybe host a watch party. They even have Nintendo Switches to play, so you want to chill and relax. Hey, you don't have to go there with your friends. You can just go there by yourself. That's perfectly acceptable. Oh my God, that'd be so much fun. They even have a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. They have tons of events going on daily, whether it's comedy shows on the first and third Friday of every month, live music, open mic nights, drag bingo, craft nights, puff and paints, game nights, and so much more. You got to go check them out. It's such a great place. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20 Monday through Friday. Jad's is it's just so cool. Jad's Mile High Smoke, it's 9 minutes from Coors Field. Open noon to 10, like I was saying. You got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. Jad's is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to Jad's. This story's been going around a lot as of the past day or two. A San Diego police officer named Anthony Hare had to resign after locking himself in the back seat with a female detainee. Huh. I wonder what they were doing back there. Dude. So what's crazy is, so dumb. He arrested her, and then it's documented through the body cam. She starts telling him she's down to bang. And he's like, dude, don't do that. Like, the cameras are rolling. And then next thing you know, the body cam shuts off. 20 minutes later, he had to call for assistance to have someone let him out of the back seat. What an idiot. I get it. Sex is great. Sex is fun. But pull your head out of your ass, man. What an idiot. What a dumb way to lose your job. Because they're going to say he quit. It was probably one of those moments where, like, you have two options. We fire you, or you quit. Which one is it? And he quit. Because he fucked up. What? Oh, my God. What a dumb way to lose your job. If you have any funny ways that you've heard of people losing their jobs, send them in to me at To Huff Podcast on social media, whether you want to direct message me or just post on my timeline, or maybe you want to email them to me, tohuffpodcast@gmail.com. I want to know about them because that's a dumb way to lose your job. It's one of those things where I get it. You're horny. But take a step back, bro. You're a cop. You just arrested her. How's this gonna go? He was a police officer for 2 years. He had just started his career, essentially. And then he just threw it away. Now, I'm sure he'll end up getting a job somewhere else because it might be a little easier for him to get a job since he wasn't fired. But holy cow. Talking about putting a black mark on your name. So ridiculous. It's just not worth it, guys. Just not freaking worth it. I'm sorry. Go drop her off at the precinct. Go use the bathroom. Crank one out. There you go. The crisis averted. What were you doing in the bathroom? none of your business. I bet I know what he was doing. That's better than getting caught and having somebody, your coworker, get you out of your back seat because you just banged someone that you just arrested. So dumb. So stupid. A man who allegedly ran down the aisle of a plane. Oh, by the way, he was naked. In the middle of the flight has been arrested. Another Australia story. Australian officers said the man knocked over an attendant during his sprint on a flight from Perth to Melbourne and forced the plane to turn around. We haven't had a good weird airline story in like a few weeks. So I guess it was nice to get this out of the way. Thanks to weird people on flights. This is disturbing, though. I hope he gets, I believe his court date is in like a couple weeks. I hope he gets in a lot of trouble for that because nobody wants to see that, especially if there's children on the flight. My God. Could you imagine, though, like if you're on the flight and they're like, could somebody help restrain him? Like, oh, God, I don't want to. He's all sweaty. Did he eat a bucket of chicken before? Because he's greasy. Was he like hanging out at the hamburger joint? Like he's just greasy and sweaty. Oh, no, thank you. You know, I'll pass. That would be my luck. Because I don't mind if I had to help somebody out like that. I'd be more than willing to help out. But man, there would be some hesitation if the dude was naked. Like, oh, gross. Just he's all hairy and sweaty. That being said, even if he was well fit, still don't want to do it. Still don't want to do it. That's just my thing. That's just the way I do it. Okay, not big on that. How'd your flight go? Well, I tackled a big, sweaty, hairy, naked guy. So that was that. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Oh, goodness. Hey, if you could, next week, I'm going to be pre-recording a bunch of episodes for next week. If you have anything crazy that you want me to get into, send it to me, dehuffpodcast@gmail.com. I had somebody asking, like, can you do more of a focus on some of the ghost stories? And I started writing down some of the stuff that I haven't even shared with you. So I got an episode planned for next week where we're going to kind of go old school next week, where if you go back and listen to some of my original episodes, I did that a lot where I would get into supernatural stuff and some interesting mind bending type conversations. So we're going to talk about those, obviously. So if you have a story you want to share, whether it's a ghost one, what was the other thing? Let me pull it up real quick. So I had, oh God, it's in the other account. I want to say I got that. I have works. Somebody was asking and said you should do something about all your work stuff, your work stories, and crazy things, ways you've hurt yourself at all your jobs. Like, oh, that's a lot more than I want to admit, but yes. So if there's something you want me to get into or something you want to share to add in on that, please let me know. Or if there was an iconic story or moment in this podcast, any one of the episodes, a favorite moment, favorite topic, please let me know and maybe we could revisit it, maybe take a different angle at it. Maybe you have an opinion on it that you'd like to share. Let me know, dehuffpodcast@gmail.com, or hit me up on my socials. You're always welcome to slide into my DMs at dehuffpodcast. Thank you guys so much for joining the show. Truly appreciate it. If you want, go check me out on Facebook at DeHuff Podcast. What am I doing? My brain. If you want, check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/DeHuffPodcast. I give you a behind-the-scenes look at the DeHuff Studios. I also put that on X as well. Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe. If you can, share it with your friends, please. Big thanks to Sugar Fire. They're located in Westminster off 144th and Orchard Parkway. Just a great place to grab some barbecue. Also, big thanks to Jad's Mile High Smoke, 7667 Washington Street. And of course, Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. It's the Huff Uncensored. You guys have an amazing day. Don't eat food from Cheyenne, the lady, because there might be, you know, Nan's ashes in it. Anyway, let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.